Before my podcast, I'm so proud that MyPillow is now a sponsor. You can get an amazing discount by just using the word charisma as a promo code. I'm very happy to endorse his product. I've been using it for years, and at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you a few stories about Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
This is Stephen Strang. Today on The Strang Report, we're going to talk about sharing Jesus with people who do not come from a Christian background. I'm going to talk to Mike Shreve, who's an expert who has a testimony of where he came out of false religions, and now he spends much of his ministry sharing concepts to how to reach people for Jesus. I've known him a long time. We'll talk a little bit about that. He's got two podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. I've published three of his books. I have a lot of respect for him, and I'm looking forward to our conversation, so you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone. And Mike, thank you for taking time from your busy schedule. I know we had trouble scheduling this podcast. I'm glad we're finally on. First of all, let me say thank you for being on the Charisma Podcast Network. You've got Discover Your Spiritual Identity and Revealing the True Light. They both started back in 2019. So why don't we start by me asking you what you focus on in these two podcasts and what you hope to accomplish, and then we'll go on and talk about other things.
Well, I think the fact that I have two podcasts encapsulates the idea that I want to communicate on this interview, because Discover Your Spiritual Identity is about the theme that I've preached to the body of Christ for over 35 years, and that's knowing who we are in Christ by knowing our God-given names and titles. And there's over 1,000 names and titles that belong to us in the Word of God, and it's an extremely revelatory and edifying subject. However, God laid it on my heart around the turn of the millennium that I needed to be sure that in teaching and training and edifying the body of Christ, I did not forget those outside of the body. And so Revealing the True Light is intentionally a comparative religion podcast that would appeal both to Christians and non-Christians, because I cover subjects and I cover them in such a way that many non-Christians would be intrigued by it or drawn to it and use that idea to bring them to Jesus. And so I try and balance my ministry between edification of the body of Christ and outreach to those who don't yet know him.
And of course, at one time, that was you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So you were into yoga. Why, I vaguely understand these things, but my father was a pastor. My grandparents were Pentecostal pastors. So, you know, of course, I grew up in that environment and only knew about some of these other religions when I was in university or, you know, just in the popular culture. So tell me and my listeners your story.
Well, about 52 years ago, I had a near-death experience, and that shook me up and made me start questioning my values, or more correctly, my lack of values. And I had been raised Catholic, but I had dismissed the whole concept of Christianity based on what I was exposed to. And yet, my roots in Catholicism are very important, too. I turned at that time in my life, though, to Eastern religions. I met an Indian guru named Yogi Bhajan. I studied under him, a very intense regimen. We would be up at 3:30 in the morning, meditating, chanting mantras, doing yoga, all the way up to 5:30 at night. There was some kind of regimented thing that was supposed to bring you to this elusive goal of God consciousness. And I got so deeply involved in it so quickly that I opened up an ashram, which is a commune where yoga devotees live together and study on a very intense level in Tampa, Florida. And I began teaching yoga and meditation, Kundalini yoga specifically, at four universities in the Tampa area. I had about 300 students who were following my teachings. And then some pivotal things took place. The Tampa Tribune newspaper did a big half-page article on me. I thought it would increase my classes dramatically. Instead, it alerted a local prayer group to start praying for me on a continuing basis. And they had a 24-hour prayer chain, and they assigned somebody every hour of every day to be interceding in my behalf. They made copies of the newspaper article, and they just had the attitude, not on our watch. We're not going to allow this in our community, and we're going to pray this person into the kingdom, which was quite remarkable that people would be that passionate, that committed to reaching out to God in my behalf, not even knowing me. But for a month, I was soaked with intercession. And then I got a letter from an old friend saying Jesus was the only way, which kind of intrigued me. I thought about that letter for days. He talked about being born again, how the Spirit of God entered into him. He said he walked in a church and heard an audible voice saying Jesus is the only way, and he felt the Spirit of God fill him up. Well, that was a complete departure from what he had believed. He was a student of a different guru. And in Eastern religions, they teach that God is already inside of you. So to find God, you look within. But he was talking about a God outside of him, external, that would enter into him if he made Jesus Lord of his life. So I pondered that. At first, I dismissed it. But then I decided if I'm a truth seeker, I need to open my heart and see if there's any relevance to it. And so I spent an entire day where I did no yoga, no chanting of any mantra, no reading of any literature except the Bible. And all I did was pray and seek Jesus. And I said, if you're the Savior of the world, Jesus, I believe you'll give me a sign today. That afternoon, I was on the road hitchhiking to University of South Florida to teach a class there on yoga. And one of the members of the prayer group who, quote unquote, just happened to be a former student of yoga himself and could communicate in my language. He was 2 miles away when I stepped out on the road hitchhiking, and I'm still praying. Jesus, this is your day. I dedicated it to you. I'm waiting on you. If you're the Savior of the world, give me a sign. He was walking in a laundromat, and God spoke to Kent, who you met many, many years ago, to get back in his van and start driving. That's all the instructions God gave. And so he got behind the wheel and said, Lord, where do you want me to go? And felt led to go a certain direction, making 2 or 3 definite turns. He saw me hitchhiking. He pulled over. I opened the door and my heart jumped because on the ceiling of his van was a picture of Jesus that he had taped there. And I knew it was my answer. And within a few moments' time, he asked me that pointed question, have you ever experienced Jesus coming into your heart? And I surprised him with my quick response. I said, no, but when can I? And within about 10 or 15 minutes, I was on my knees with him, praying in the back of the van, asking Jesus to come into my heart. And it was such a remarkable and undeniable experience when I was born again. That afternoon and the remainder of that week, I went back to all the universities that I'd been teaching in as an extracurricular teacher and shut down the classes, shut down my yoga ashram, left it all behind because I knew it was incompatible with Christianity. But then around the year 2000, I realized I was not really reaching out to that segment of our culture and our world like I should and could, because God doesn't always call the qualified, but he always qualifies the called. And one of the ways he qualifies us is by our past experiences, because if we ever come out of a certain kind of darkness, we earn the right to reach back and bring someone else out.
Wow.
And I think far too often people fail to do that.
That is an incredible story. And of course, I'm somewhat familiar with your story because I've known you so long, but I'm amazed every time I hear it. And today I learned some new things. We were talking a while ago about your friend who picked you up, Kent Sullivan, who I actually went to the same church with him in the 1970s. And I remember him talking about you. And then as I've interacted with you over the years, much more than I have with Kent, who I've lost touch with. But, you know, now these two podcasts that we mentioned, we had a big article in 2014 in Charisma Magazine called Stretching the Truth About Yoga. We've done 3 books, 65 Promises from God for Your Child, Powerful Prayers for Supernatural Results. That's the second one. And then 25 Powerful Promises from God. And the books have done actually pretty well. And, you know, you have an amazing ministry, Mike Shreve Ministries. You're located in Cleveland, Tennessee. You minister all over the world. And now these podcasts. So people could listen to your podcast. The one Revealing the True Light is the larger of the two, which shows there's a lot of interest in it. And people could find it on the Charisma Podcast Network or iTunes or Podcast Addict or really all the platforms. You have to search for it by name, either Mike Shreve or Discover Your Spiritual Identity, which is the one for Christians. It really goes along with the books that we published with you, and then Revealing the True Light. So people could search it out, find it, and if there are people they're ministering to, it'd be as simple as telling the people you heard something on a podcast. Could I send you a link and texting or emailing a link, and the person can listen to your podcast and you share with them the truth and you talk about Jesus? Have you had stories of people who have shared your podcast and found out the results of what happened?
Absolutely, Steve. In fact, I have yoga teachers and yoga advocates from all over the world contact me about giving their hearts to the Lord because they get in touch with me through the podcast or through the website that we've opened up. And so I owe a lot to CPN shows. I believe much of the success we've had with our outreach website is based on the kind of response we've gotten to the podcast. And I'm very appreciative of that. During the pandemic recently, I had a couple of years where we focused on building a website that would go along with this outreach. And the website is thetruelight.net. And on that website, I offer a little booklet called The Highest Adventure Encountering God. And that booklet is translated into 8 languages besides English. And there's going to be several more in the near future. And we have downloads in Japan and China and all around the world, in Spanish-speaking countries, Germany, different ones. It's quite amazing. And we've had about 250,000 visitors to the website. And people from 100 nations have downloaded the booklet about my life story, about my conversion from yoga and Eastern religions to true Christianity, authentic Christianity. And so I'm very excited, extremely excited at the potential I see for more growth in the future. But, one thing I haven't mentioned, Steve, very quickly, this turning point in my thinking came around the year 2000. Because I was trying to witness to a new ager. And all the Christian books I found were primarily written by Christians for Christians. And they were great books like The Kingdom of the Cults by Walter Martin. It's a wonderful comparative religion book, but one that almost always would attract Christians, not non-Christians. And God really laid on my heart to write a book that would be primarily appealing to those outside of Christianity. And you've seen the book that I wrote, In Search of the True Light. It compares over 20 religions, but it's in real deep detail. And I knew I would have to prove to New Agers that I knew, and I don't say this audaciously, but I knew a little bit more about comparative religion than they did, and yet have a very strong assertion that Jesus is the only way. And I mailed that book out to about 1,000 yoga teachers in Los Angeles, because God woke me up one morning and spoke to me audibly and said, start the project in the City of Angels. And at first, I had no idea what he was talking about. Then it dawned on me, City of Angels means, or Los Angeles rather, means City of Angels. I didn't find out till much later that Los Angeles is the hub of the yoga movement in the Western world. No wonder God had me start there, laying the axe to the root. But I mailed out 1,000 books free to yoga teachers and New Age leaders in Los Angeles County and surrounding areas. And 2 yoga studios shut down with the leadership finding the Lord. And that was the launch. That was the beginning of the project. And so we're infiltrating a world where people are really sincerely seeking for truth, but so misled by things that seem so enticing to believe, but they're wrong.
That is amazing. You know, there's so many ministries that are sincere and they seem to be doing a good work. But I mean, your testimony is that a couple of places shut down, and this is, you know, this is an addition to your own story. I mean, this is amazing. But not that many people would know about it. You know, this is a little bit under the radar screen. So I'm glad that we can do a podcast like this. Different articles are done, but most of us really don't even know that many people from Eastern religions. It is a relatively small population, but I can remember, even from my university days, that was back when we first heard about Hare Krishna. They used to be in the airports. I don't even see them anymore, but there were students who came from average American families. Some of them were religious, some of them weren't. And they'd get into that, and they would just be in it over their heads. You know, they'd start wearing the peach-colored, I call them pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and chanting and standing in airports and trying to collect money and handing out. Don't they hand out little leaflets or something, too, as I recall? But, I mean,
right.
these are sincere Christians. Sincere people. They put Christians to shame about how tepid we are about sharing our own belief system, and yet we have the truth, they don't.
Yeah, and we need to get very passionate about winning the souls, especially in this chaotic hour in which we're living. I've actually been blessed to witness to the 2 main leaders of the Hare Krishna movement, one in Los Angeles, at their center there in Los Angeles. I spent about an hour talking to him. And then I drove up to the mountains of West Virginia and met with the head Swami at the Krishna Temple that is way up in northern West Virginia. And he let me share Jesus with him for about 2 hours. I don't know what the outcome was, but he was gracious in receiving me. Because again, I believe we need to penetrate that world. And you'd be surprised, Steve, because we in the body of Christ are familiar with the massive way the Holy Spirit is moving in all the world. But there's other spirits that are preparing the way for Antichrist. And I believe the New Age movement, which includes the yoga movement that pushes pluralism, the idea that all religions are different paths to the same God, this yoga movement is one of the underpinning pillars, so to speak, of the Antichrist emergence on the world scene, because yoga and New Age spirituality promote the idea that we need to unify all religions, which seems very tolerant very wonderful, very compelling, and yet it discards the truth in the process. And so we need to be able to reach that group of people with logic and love. And I read statistics that blew my mind, that between 1990 and the year 2000, based on the census, Christianity only grew 5% in a decade. But simultaneously, New Age spirituality in the United States grew 240%. And if those kind of numbers progress into the future, then there's a huge takeover of our society and our culture that we need to respond to intelligently and effectively. And that's what the True Light Project is all about.
Well, that's good to know. And as we wrap up this short podcast, I want you to encourage people to, first of all, contact your ministry and how to use your materials, how to find out the other things. You know, we've touched on a number of things that you're doing, all of it important, but how can people reach your ministry? And I'll give you the last word.
Well, they can reach my ministry through the websites. I receive all the emails that come in through the truelight.net. And I would urge people to make sure they put the word the in there, THETRUELIGHT.net. That's our outreach website. And then also shreveministries.org. And that's SHREVE, shreveministries.org. And we'll help people reach their loved ones that are involved in non-Christian religions. That's part of what I do, and it's something that happens every week. And so I'm gladly there to be a help to anyone who needs our help.
Very good. And I thank you for taking time to be with me. When you see Kent Sullivan, you tell him that I so appreciate his life and ministry and remember him from all those years ago. And I'll tell my listeners, as I said earlier, to be sure to share this with others. Put it on social media. Let's make it go viral. And look on the Charisma Podcast Network for Revealing the True Light, which is the main one that we talked about today. But also, we probably need to do another podcast on Discover Your Spiritual Identity. The Lord has really given you insight and revelation about this. And yes, I do want to schedule another podcast a few weeks from now and have you teach that, because that's something that all of us as believers really need to learn and understand and operate in it. And as we do, we become more of a witness for Jesus. And I'll just say also on a personal basis, over the years of being a Christian journalist, you know, we've seen it all, so to speak. We've seen people come and go and up and down and all around. But Mike Shreve, you are solid, you're dependable, you seem to have grown over the years in your own maturity. There's never been a hint of controversy that I know about, other than some of these religions may not like the fact that you're, you know, helping some of their converts to see the light. But I just want to say at a sincere level how much I appreciate you. I'm honored to have your podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, honored to publish these three books. They would all be available. Amazon.com is probably the easiest way, but you can also go to mycharismashop.com, which is our own direct-to-consumer website, and I'm sure they can get it from your website as well. So put in a little plug for your books, because we want to get the word out. We want to get the word out far and wide, and sometimes it's just a few people sharing it that kind of gets a tipping point going where a book like that or a podcast will really start to take off. So I wanted to do what I could to encourage people to listen. Thank my listeners for tuning in for my conversation today with Mike Shreve of Mike Shreve Ministries up in Cleveland, Tennessee. I hope you were inspired as I have been. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.
Well, thank you for listening. You know, I've gotten to know Mike Lindell fairly well. The first time I met him was at National Religious Broadcasters. He was going around meeting people, and instead of saying my name, I said, "You're the man that improved my sleep," as I shook his hand. And he said, in his kind of sing-song that you hear on the commercials, "I knew it would." And that was just like a little joke. And since then, I had the opportunity to visit his office and also his manufacturing plant, meet his employees. I did a cover story in Charisma Magazine in January 2021. And he did a foreword for my book, Guide and Cancel Culture. You know, his company was going to send me a whole lot of his products, and I told them they didn't need to because I've been using the products for years, really. First, I used my pillow. Then I wanted to buy the Giza Dream Sheets. And my wife said, you know, we already use Egyptian cotton. You know, we had fairly nice sheets. And I said, no, but I want to try them. I want to support Mike Lindell, especially after all these cancel culture people took his products out of the stores because he had the audacity to support Donald Trump. But you know what? We like the Giza Dream Sheets better than whatever Egyptian cotton. It is Egyptian cotton, but somehow the quality level's better. And they're not paying me to say that. That is my opinion. I've never endorsed a product from another company before, but I'm happy to endorse MyPillow.com and the various products that they produce. I sleep on MyPillow every night and really like his Giza Dream Sheets. But they have so many products, and you get a discount on any of their products if you use the product code CHARISMA. Just the word CHARISMA, C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A. Of course, you go to MyPillow.com.